to the home of explanations. You've got more than money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, offering you 780 years of experience at your service this Saturday morning, and happy to be with you. Very special show today for a couple of reasons. Number one, we're recording our show in advance of Saturday. We get some business commitments that we've got to attend to. So I can't be with you one-on-one, but that's not what really makes today's show important. If you are a loyal listener to More Than Money, the gentleman I'm about to introduce you to, you've heard before. If you're brand new to our show, I'm going to introduce you to one of our More Than Money financial advisors, and you can follow our show both live, online, and via email. So we'll give you all that here momentarily. But again, if you're a loyal listener, you know exactly how this works. We're here to serve you. We are your financial guardians, as one of your compatriots has suggested, that it's a little more understandable than fiduciaries. Fiduciary. I know I've heard that word. It sounds vaguely naughty, but I don't know what that means. Financial guardian, on the other hand, seems very simple. We are here to protect you and give you every opportunity to have the best possible results with your financial future. So if you've got a question about investments, income taxes, estate planning, or the business of your life, you have reached exactly the right spot on your radio dial, digit, something. Welcome. For the next couple of hours, we're going to be answering your questions. A fistful of emails, lots of questions that have come up in conversation, and much, much more. When I say we, it's because it's joined in the studio by More Than Money financial advisor, Mr. Mark Belsack. Good morning. Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Yeah, see, I was wondering how to do that. It's a good afternoon, but a good morning.
It is indeed. Well, yes. Well, you know, we'll play the role. It's morning. It's That's Saturday right. morning.
Good morning. Boy, am I tired. I got up so early to get here to the station this morning.
Actually, if truth be told, can we look behind the curtain just for a moment? Are we allowed to do that?
Sure.
Do whatever you want. Thank you,
Break
sir.
Break down the fourth wall?
We're producing our show Thursday afternoon, so we're about 36 hours ahead of schedule. But we're what? Not quite 12 hours after the Chicago Cubs won their first World Series in 108
Absolutely.
Years.
Amazing game.
It was an amazing game. So the fact that we're 12 hours removed means that Mark got about 3.5 hours sleep, and I didn't get a whole lot more. So if later you're listening to the show going, those guys made no sense whatsoever, come on, cut us a break. We're sleep deprived. All right, I made that up. There may be 100 reasons why we make no sense whatsoever. Mark, for those of you for those in our audience that are not familiar with you, or maybe are joining us for the first time, give folks kind of a sense of how you came to More Than Money and some of the things that you do with our clients there.
I came by car.
Sleep deprived. I told
apologies.
You.
Apologies. Exactly. So
yes.
No, I've been with MTM for, I guess it's about 4.5 years now. Mm-hmm. And you and Diane were foolish enough to have my first day be tax day. I mean,
that is crazy.
Talk about a first day on the job. About 4.5 years ago, I've been in the investment industry as an investment advisor for next June. It'll be, I guess, 23 years.
Wow.
Or based on your math, that's about 300 and something or other. But so I've been in the industry for about 23 years or so. Most of my experience has been on the trust and estate side, working for a variety of major banks, some of which, of course, do not exist anymore. Mm. I've worked for a variety of larger investment firms as well. But
what would you say is the major difference when you came to MTM?
Mm-hmm.
You had your background, you had your experience, you had worked for major companies,
sure.
big names, you started with us. And what do you think is one or two of the major differences between the big guys and MTM?
That's actually a really easy question considering the headlines lately. You may have heard a few things going on at, I don't know, a large institution has a stagecoach for a
It's not Wells Fargo, is it?
Oh my God! Yes,
it's Wells Fargo.
Yeah, that's actually a great example of what is different. As I mentioned before, working on the trust and estate side, there's less exposure to the banking side, less pressure to incorporate banking products. But there's also much more challenges, a lot of, you know, as they say, a lot of red tape working with clients. There is.
Now, when you're talking about that, you're talking about your previous experience with the big guys.
Previous experience.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because since you said red tape, I thought, that's not us.
No.
Okay.
No,
good.
Absolutely not. But, you know, things that you want to do for your clients as far as being creative, trying to come up with a specialized program to really help them out, need to have a number of different eyes looked at first. And I think that that's why I really enjoy working here, is that we go through a similar process where, you know, we obviously want to make sure that we get just as much input as we can on some more sophisticated solutions. But for the most part, it's doing whatever we need to do that's in the best interest of the client. And hence, you know, that's your fiduciary role, your fiduciary definition that you talked about before. But we've run into a couple situations where a couple of things have happened. Number one, either someone comes to the table and really we're just not the right place for them to be.
Sure.
And so we've flat out told them, listen, this is something that we may not be experts in, but we're going to help you find the right solution, even if it's not here, just because it's in your best interest. I'm not necessarily sure that that would be the case in a larger firm capacity.
That's very diplomatic. I think you're saying that diplomatically. Yeah, there may be a little more pressure for them to acquire clients.
Yeah.
As opposed to our mandate, which is if we can serve a client, we want to. And if we can see our way clear to have a 20-year relationship with a client, that's a beautiful fit.
Sure.
And if we can't, it's probably in everybody's best interest if we help the client find somebody who could best serve them.
Right.
Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that what the people that we meet, what they take from that is a greater sense of who we are, and that message gets passed along one way or another.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. You know? Friends, family, et cetera.
Exactly. And you know, I've just recently we've had a couple different instances where we've really helped with some pretty sophisticated estate planning techniques and have had no interest at this point in charging the client, I guess, if you want to say, or charging a fee, because it's the right thing to do. So I definitely appreciate that end of things. I think the flexibility that we have here at MTM, it much more suits my personality. I like the flexibility of being able to sit down with someone and not necessarily be concerned about coming to you or anyone on the tax side and feeling like I'm going to hit a roadblock, because we have so many different people in the office that are pretty creative and think outside of the box. And I think that that's a nice value that you don't often get, because the box is pretty tight when you get to the big corporate environments. So that's, I think our clients appreciate that too.
Very cool.
I very often, or very infrequently, I should say, find myself in a meeting where I just flat out say, you know, sorry, but we can't do that. It's a, that's interesting. Let me see what I can do. So
there are things that philosophically we have decided at MTM that we won't do. There's very little that we can't do. It's interesting that you bring that up. We get invitations all the time to come to these free dinners at luxurious gourmet upscale resorts.
That's right.
And a lot of our More Than Money family send us copies, and those are kind of interesting. When I get one of the first things I look for is any indication that they are what I would consider to be fully licensed.
Right.
Meaning that they can sell insurance, they can sell annuities, they can sell stocks, bonds, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, that they can do the entire spectrum of financial advisory work.
Sure.
And in almost every case, if you don't find that, you're almost guaranteed that you're going to find that they are not licensed to do the full spectrum, that there is some small slice of the pie that they are licensed to do. Most often, life insurance and annuity is kind of their niche.
Right.
And beyond that, they are not able legally. Okay, there's a question mark right there. But they're not able legally to perform any number of things that most folks would say, well, that isn't that normal for a financial advisor? Hey, I've got this stock. Can you sell this for me?
Mm-hmm.
They've got to say no.
Right.
Hey, I'm interested in this mutual fund. Can you help me out with this? No, I can't. And kind of tipping their hand of financial advisor versus financial salesman.
Right.
In many ways. So we can do anything, but we won't do everything.
That's a good way to put it.
Pretty interesting stuff. Speaking of doing anything, Hillary Clinton back in the news.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. We are, this is the last time that you and I will, that Mark and I and you will have our conversation before the election. I am prayerful that you will vote early and vote often. I mean, I don't know, circle to the back of the line, take a couple of hats. Do what you got to do. We are fairly clear about what direction we hope that this election goes. But goodness, the last 4 or 5 days.
It's been an absolute disaster. It's one thing after another. And it's, I guess from my perspective, I've how to delicately put this. I've seen less presidential elections than you.
Very nice.
So
very nice.
I knew that it was there.
William Henry Harrison and I go way back. Yes, very nice.
I've seen the bits and pieces of the corruption and everything that goes on in politics, and you hear the stories, but to have it be this transparent, it's amazing.
To be able to look behind the curtain, literally, it feels a lot like The Wizard of Oz. Do not look behind the curtain. Do not pay attention to that little man. These are a bunch of little people.
Mm-hmm.
Pulling the strings on, they talk about tens of millions of dollars the way you and I talk about, hey, I'll bet you a buck on the World Series.
Sure.
And they're every bit as ruthless and cold-blooded as you can possibly imagine.
It's amazing.
Amazing is the most polite word I can think of. So, again, the next time we speak, we'll have, at least in theory, we'll have a new president. I mean, there's
true. I've actually seen a lot of, you know, they run the polling scenarios, and who really knows? I was reading a few polling scenarios before we came over, and there were an awful lot of them that, however you wanted to spin it, basically had the two of them within, you know, 10 points of 270. That close.
It could be that close.
Be that close.
And if it's that close, you know that whoever loses...
Sure.
They're not going to be happy. There's going to be lawsuits. And speaking of lawsuits, worst radio segue ever, because it has nothing to do with lawsuits. If you're just joining us, you've got More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, joined in the studio by Mark Belsack, More Than Money financial advisor extraordinaire. And we are recording this show for a broadcast Saturday morning. We're 36 hours in advance. So it's a time travel kind of a thing. It's you know, it's mysterious. It's amazing. If you are a loyal listener, you know that typically we will give you a phone number to call, and we could do that.
Sure.
But it's just going to ring. There's not going to be anybody there to pick it up. But we can give you a couple different ways that you can communicate with us anyway. If you, during the time you're listening to our show, want to reach out to either one of us by email, we'll be checking email and be able to respond back to you. If you want to reach Gene, it's G-E-N-E at askmtm.com. If you want to reach Mark, it's Mark, M-A-R-K, at askmtm.com. Feel free to use that email if you're listening live or if you're listening or rebroadcast. It all works. And you can tune in by logging on, morethanmoneyonline.com. morethanmoneyonline.com. You hit the listen live button in the upper right hand corner, bright red. If you hit the listen or ask Gene button, lower left hand corner, that's another email stream. We'll get those emails and we'll get information out to you ASAP. We were talking yesterday, day before, about market performance at the end of October. Sadly, negative performance in the S&P 500 for October, negative for September, negative for August.
Right.
We have a three-month run. Negative, you told me, but is it 2.1?
Yeah, it was down under about 2% for October and down 0.12 for August and September. So I'll let you do the
two,
tough math.
2.3, sure, down 2.3. So for a lot of folks that we've been doing portfolio reviews in the last couple of weeks, where they come in and they go, oh, we've slowed down a bit. We're only up 1 or we're only up 1.5 or 1.25 compared to minus 2.2, 2.3.
Sure.
Up 1.25 is starting to look like all stars. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So depending on your financial objectives, depending on what your financial advisor is doing to implement those financial objectives, you may find yourself in negative territory for the last 3 months. If you're in a growth portfolio, it would be kind of hard to avoid. If you're in a balanced portfolio, or if your investments are a bit more conservative, if you're finding yourself in positive territory, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
No, and the frustrating thing is you can be in a purely bond-based portfolio and still find yourself over the last few months in negative numbers.
Yeah. A lot of folks are not comfortable with the idea that you put money into bonds, which are supposed to be your safe, secure.
Sure.
And then you check your statement, and it's slightly lower. Now, speaking of folks who are unpleasantly surprised, some folks in recent days have been unpleasantly surprised to find I voted early, and now I find out that Crooked Hillary has done stuff that's with the foundation.
Right.
Oh, goodness. The stuff that's coming out about the foundation is kind of, it's blood-curdling, not to mention the emails and the whole Wiener thing.
Excuse me?
Exactly. There are a lot of folks who are saying, do I get a do-over?
Funny you should ask.
Do they get a do-over?
There's actually six states. You know, of course, I did my due diligence. I wasn't using Trump as my my reference. But there's, I believe, six states where if you voted early, you can place a call or visit your polling centers and change your vote. Now, of course, if you voted for Trump, we wouldn't recommend that.
No.
But if you have found yourself voting Democratic and perhaps with all the news that's coming out and from my understanding, my sources, no, the news that could potentially be coming out over the next few days could be pretty horrifying.
In the interest of full disclosure,
sure,
we have no sources.
That's right. That's right.
We have no more sources than you got. So God bless us. And in the interest of full disclosure, we have lots of clients who vote Democratic.
Mm-hmm.
We have lots of clients who are all over the place on the political spectrum. I am proud to say that our clients are respectful, intelligent, conversational, polite. Fill in all the positive words you can. When we have conversations and we come down to policy issues,
sure,
that we disagree on. We disagree on wonderfully. We disagree on respectfully. Do I believe that every American child should have free college education? Let me think. Hell no. I think it's a really, really bad idea. Someone who has a different opinion may have lots of good reasons why they believe that that should be the case.
Right.
I can have an absolutely fantastic, respectful, intelligent give and take on those kind of issues. Where I draw the line is the character issues. And, oh, my gosh. So God bless us. Are there those of you listening today are going, wait a second, stop bashing my girl. You know, first of all, we're not going to stop. But second of all, it's not a function of bashing. It's a function at this point of fundamentally recognizing the cesspool that is the current political system on both sides.
Sure.
On both. Don't be telling me, well, let's go down to Washington, but don't talk to any Democrats. I don't think you should allow your daughter to talk to any of them.
Right.
So, goodness gracious. If they want to change, literally, is there a number they can call?
There is a number. There is a number in the state of Pennsylvania. Everyone get your pens and paper ready. It's 877-868-3772. You will be able to find the right avenues to go. Your polling place, that is that's a number for the state of Pennsylvania. If you call that number, they'll be able to provide you with all the information that you need in order to make the appropriate adjustments.
Fantastic. So you're saying 4 minutes total, 4 minutes including our outro?
Keep going.
Yeah,
4 minutes.
Oh, fantastic. In the next half hour,
mm-hmm.
I want to offer everybody listening an exclusive. It's a absolutely non-gourmet, breakfast event.
Amazing.
And the reason I'm saying it's non-gourmet is because we're going to provide the event, but the listeners are going to provide their own breakfast.
I like that.
So exactly. How cool is that? They don't have to leave home. They don't have to change out of their jammies. They can eat whatever they want or whatever's in the house.
Sure.
Because one of the invites that we got this week was for an exclusive gourmet dinner event. Well, this is a non-exclusive, non-gourmet breakfast event where you provide your own breakfast.
It's a BYOB.
It's bring your own breakfast.
Exactly.
So in the next half hour, we're going to talk about that because I'm going to save you the trip out and about on this this dinner cruise where we're going to answer all the questions before they get a chance to.
Excellent.
That'll be great fun. But we have 3 minutes. Give me a question. I know there's one that we got a fistful. Give me one that we can wrap up before the.
I'll give you a scenario. We may have to carry over, but we'll see how it goes. I had someone who came in last week and said, "I'm fearful of the markets because of the election, and so here's what I would like to do. I would like to sell my entire portfolio on Monday,
mm-hmm.
anticipating that the market is going to crash, and then I'd like to buy back in on election day at the bottom." Exactly.
Yeah. What this individual is describing has nothing to do with investing. It has a great deal to do with what might happen down at the Sands Casino. It has a tremendous amount to do with what you might happen if you have a whole fistful of scratch and sniff lottery cards. It has a whole lot to do with, I think I know something.
Sure.
Which is the reliance on what some folks would refer to as psychic ability. Something that if anybody would have it, it would be me. I got 780 years cranking.
Psychic.
Exactly right. The word psychotic, that's a whole different question.
Yeah.
So as an investment strategy, what you just described, hey, sell out when I think it's going to crash, buy back in after it crashes, that's not an investment strategy. It's a wish.
Right.
It's a hope. It's, hey, maybe this is my lottery ticket. Hey, maybe, fill in the blanks. It's not an investment strategy. And here's how I know it's not an investment strategy that makes any sense for us. It's because in our 780 years of experience, we've basically seen it all. Have we seen terrible politicians elected? Sure. Have we seen great ones elected? Sure. Have we seen all manner of insanity? Well, I have some of our younger compatriots, maybe not, but I saw JFK murdered. I saw Martin Luther King murdered. Mm-hmm. I saw Bobby Kennedy murdered. I saw these people murdered. I'm thinking an election, not so sure that kind of falls in the same category as assassination.
Right.
So what's the right approach? What should he do? What could he do? That's called a tease. We got to go to break. So you got to stick with us because we're going to give you the answer about what you should be doing if you should sell out or buy in or sell high, buy low or Billy Rubin. I'm not sure any of that stuff. We're going to give you all that after this. So don't go away. We'll be back after this on More Than Money. Wow. Welcome back to the home of explanations. You've got more than money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning. Actually, semi-live. I mean, I'm still alive, but we're giving you a very special More Than Money edition this morning as we're recording this about 36 hours in advance. So through the miracles of modern technology, we were able to travel through time and space.
That's right.
And we welcome to the studio as well, Mr. Mark Belsack. Welcome back, sir.
Well, hello.
If you are loyal listeners, you've already figured this out. If we're pre-recorded, that means we're not taking phone calls this morning. But here's the interesting part. We are taking email questions. So if you've got an email question that you'd like to discuss, you can send it to me, Gene, G-E-N-E, at askmtm.com, or you can send it to Mark, mark@askmtm.com. Happy to handle that in any way that you wish. And if you're further afield, or if you've got friends, family, people you care about that are further afield, you say, hey, I don't think they get the station there. Oh, yeah, they do. If they've got access to the World Wide Web, by the way, that's what WWW means, just so we're clear. World Wide Web. I'm a man of the 21st century.
Right.
I got 780 years of experience, but I'm a man of the 21st century. So www.morethanmoneyonline.com. You can listen live from wherever you've got access to the internet. And we've got listeners coast to coast, north to south. It's fantastic, and we're pleased to serve each and every one of them. If you missed our first half hour, you missed a lot. We covered a lot of ground. And we started down the road of a question. And even though the gentleman was asking about selling out of the market before the election,
right,
selling back, buying back into the market after the crash that he expects is coming on election day, you can build that same question around almost any set of circumstances that you can think of. Hey, I know the Fed's going to raise interest rates.
Sure.
So we're going to buy or sell based on I know the Fed is. By the way, we've known Fed is going to raise interest rates. We're in our fourth year of knowing that the Fed was going to raise, and they haven't done it yet.
Right.
So if you are of the opinion that you have some psychic ability, some intuition, some God bless, that is that's on some level interesting. But it's not an investment strategy. An investment strategy says between now and pick a good long time, 5, 10, 15, 20 years, this is what I want my money to do for me. In the meantime, there is absolutely no way. I have no conceivable skills that would tell me what will happen over a 3-month period, a 6-month period, a 3-day period. Let alone, I know it's going to go down. I know it's going to go up in any kind of circumstances.
Right.
So if you've got a strategy in place, and this is for the vast majority of you who heard the question and went, is he a goof? I would never do that. Good. Good. Because you're investing thoughtfully.
Mm-hmm.
You're investing towards your personal objectives. You're investing for your risk tolerance and your time frames. Just stay the track. Just stay on track. Terrible things happen. 9/11 has happened. Assassinations have happened. Wars have happened. And yet, over time, the results are pretty positive.
Right.
So over time being the key, and absolutely specific to you, every bit is important. Gene at askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. One of you were kind enough to supply us with an invite to a gourmet dinner event, exclusive gourmet dinner event. And for the next few minutes, I'd like to invite you to a non-exclusive, non-gourmet breakfast event. As long as you provide the breakfast, you got to pony up for the eggs. All right. Look, if you splash a little hot sauce on it, I'm guessing that's gourmet. All right. Nobody here is supporting me. You're absolutely right. In my world, gourmet sauce or hot sauce is gourmet. Sad for me. The folks who sent out this invite to a very nice restaurant, no doubt about it, a couple things jump off the page at me. Number one, there's no indication that they are licensed in the securities world.
Right.
So as a result, we can draw some inferences immediately.
Mm-hmm.
If you walk in and your needs are in the area of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, etc., they can't help.
Right.
Number two, because of the nature of the questions and because I don't see that they are licensed to provide financial advice, I strongly suspect that they have a certain investment product in mind that they would like you to have.
Wonder what that could be.
Take a guess. Take a guess.
Annuities?
Yeah, there's absolutely no question. As you hear the questions, you're gonna discover immediately. If you listen to WAEB and you hear some of the shows that are on the weekends, you absolutely have already figured out some of the guys that are selling. All they're doing is selling. They're selling annuities. That's all they need to know about. In this particular case, I went on their website, and they have a list of services they provide. And one jumped right off the page at me. Because I'm looking at their invite, and I know that based on their invitation, they are not licensed to provide financial advice or investment advice. Mm-hmm. But one of their services, wealth management.
Okay.
Jumps right off the page. Because how can that be? How can they not be licensed, but they're offering that? Well, I went to that page on their website, and to their credit, I guess, from an honesty standpoint, they're not pulling a Hillary. About halfway down, it says annuity management.
Okay.
Which, I don't know. I guess if you walked into a hardware store and the only thing the hardware store sold was hammers, I'm guessing whatever you're planning on doing for a project, they're going to try to sell you a hammer. I'm just guessing. As opposed to my favorite hardware stores where you walk in and your heart starts to beat a little faster. Because they got everything. They have everything ever invented.
You always leave with way too much stuff.
Way too much stuff.
Diane says, did you really need this?
Yes. Yes. Well, and that's actually a perfect segue because the reality is if we've got everything, I don't have to sell you anything.
Right.
If I've only got one thing, I got to sell it to you. Or my kids go hungry. Or my kids don't go to college. Or I don't pay my bills. Or fill in the blanks. Bottom line is from where we stand. MTM, More Than Money, is a great example. If a client came to you and needed an annuity of any kind, could you provide that to them?
Absolutely.
If they absolutely did not need an annuity of any kind, are there other services, investment management, et cetera, that you could provide?
Absolutely.
Huh. Not so much for these guys.
Yeah.
Not so much for these guys. The other thing that popped out at me on their website, a whole laundry list of testimonials.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, when you see testimonials, this is good information, especially for our newer listeners. If you see a TV commercial and they're doing testimonials.
Right.
If you hear a radio commercial, they're doing testimonials. If you go on a website, they're doing testimonials. What should that tell them?
Yeah, they're probably not licensed.
They can't be.
Yeah.
If they were registered investment advisors, the SEC and FINRA, the regulatory bodies that look at us as financial advisors, true financial advisors, fiduciary advisors, they have said in no uncertain terms, no testimonials. Can't give them to you. So on our website, for example, there is a button that says testimonials.
Right.
And when you click on it, it says, sorry. So I would love to give you testimonials. Can't.
Right.
Can't. Because it's not permitted for someone who is properly licensed to give full financial advice. Again, if it really doesn't bother you that you're going to get whatever they want you to have, if you're hearing whatever they're pitching and you're going, it doesn't bother me. God bless you. Now, in my opinion, that's very short-sighted.
Right.
Because the next thing that you might have happen, hey, you know, I just inherited a whole bunch of money. What should I do? And I guarantee you're going to hear the word annuity, whether it's appropriate or not. We'll come back to that.
Sure.
Gene@AskMTM.com. Mark@AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Three ways you can reach us this morning as we're recording this show 36 hours in advance of the 8 a.m. airtime on November 5th.
There you go.
Yeah, what do you think the 11th is coming up? we've got an election coming up, and we urge you to vote early, vote often, take several hats, circle to the back of the line.
So it's interesting. There's a lot of speculation about the, speaking of the space-time continuum that we're in here with recording a show prior to it airing.
Yeah.
the Back to the Future trifecta. Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay. So, as we know, in the Back to the Future movies, the Cubs win the World Series. They, of course, they won it. The anniversary was last year, but whatever.
Close enough.
I'll give it close enough. So Absolutely. The second thing is, in, I believe, Back to the Future 2, Nike had the self-lacing sneakers. They've actually released last month the self-lacing sneakers. Now, the third, you might ask.
What is the third?
Back to the Future 2 is when Marty goes to the future.
Okay.
And in the future, Biff Tannen had gone back in the past and stole the Sports Almanac and became this gajillionaire.
Wow.
And in the second Back to the Future, Biff Tannen rises to political power. Well, I'll give you one guess. And this is true. Who the writers of the movie modeled Biff Tannen after?
You're kidding.
No. So.
I mean, I've always had suspicions, but after Hillary's really a man? 6-1. No, I'm sorry to get a phone number. That's terrible. Gene@askmtm.com. Mark@askmtm.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There are six questions that these folks planned to share the answers with at their exclusive gourmet dinner event, and that we will, in the next few moments, share with you in our non-exclusive, non-gourmet breakfast event if you supply the breakfast. First question, how to eliminate losses during huge market corrections and recessions? Thinly disguised scare tactics, huge market, got it. Markets go up, markets go down, we get that. All right, so what they're asking is, how do you eliminate feeling the pain of a downturn? Sure. And the answer is, well, actually, the answer is not as simple as they want you to believe. They want you to believe the answer is fixed indexed annuities.
Right.
The reality is the answer could be a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Could be CDs. Mm-hmm. Could be credit union accounts. Could be money market accounts. It could be a whole bunch of stuff. But they're going to help you eliminate any losses. Do fixed index annuities do that? To my knowledge, yes.
Sure.
We work often with fixed index annuities. What we're finding is interesting of late is that some of these commercials, infomercials, whatever you want to call these things, they're so far removed from what I would consider a true financial advisor radio show. It's got to be an infomercial.
Right.
They have changed their terminology a little bit. A year ago, it was very common for these salesmen to be saying, can never lose money. And then some people got really steamed because they lost money.
Right.
Because there are a fair number of ways to lose money. If you cash, if you request your money back before the end of the surrender charge period, which for some of these policies are 10, 12, 15 years.
Sure.
You pay a penalty. You pay a surrender charge.
And the surrender charges can be upwards of 15, 20%.
A lot. So you've lost money.
Right.
And yet you said I could not lose money. If you take money out beyond what you've earned, you lose money.
Right.
There are a fair number of ways that you can lose money. But do they protect, is the principal guaranteed against market losses, stock market losses? Yeah. So far so good.
Sure.
They're like 50-50. They're one question, they got it kind of halfway.
Yep, there's a lot more.
How to reduce capital gains taxes and how to reduce capital gains taxes and estate taxes. I had to read that twice because the punctuation is terrible. The way you reduce capital gains is you don't have any.
Okay.
So if you put your money in the bank,
right,
and a year later you take it out, what's your capital gain?
Minimal.
There is none.
Well, based on today's rates.
Yeah, there's no capital gain. Well, there may be interest, there may be a few bucks, but there's no capital gains.
Right.
Capital gains is very specifically you're buying a capital asset. For most of us, that means either stocks or real estate.
Mm-hmm.
A fixed indexed annuity, is it stocks? Absolutely not. Is it real estate? Definitely not. Now, a lot of folks are going, whoa, Gene, wait, of course it's stocks. If the stock market goes up, I make money. If it goes down, I don't. And I hear you loud and clear, and I understand a lot of these salespeople have been trying to blur the line a little bit, invest in the stock market without any risk of loss. It's not true. A fixed indexed annuity is a fixed principal annuity where the interest rate is adjusted based on a formula connected to the S&P or some other stock index.
Okay.
But it's not the stock market. So you want to reduce capital gains? How about zero? Because it's not a capital asset. It's not stocks. It's not real estate. Reduce taxes on capital gains. If it's not capital gains, there's no capital gains taxes. Now, reducing estate taxes is interesting. A lot of folks are going, now, wait. Fixed indexed annuity that's in your estate. Well, it could be. Doesn't have to be, but it could be. And all that gain is going to be taxable. Could be. Doesn't have to be. Properly structured, a life insurance contract can be completely out of an estate.
Sure.
An annuity can be completely out of an estate. Easy for me to say. Goodness. So that one was pretty easy. Ways to maximize your Social Security income and lower the income tax on it. This is one of the most common carrots that annuity salesmen dangle. If nothing else, if you're reading through this and you're going, I think these guys are selling annuities. I don't want to go put up with that crap. Social Security. I want to know how to maximize my Social Security. I want to know how to pay less income taxes on it. You and I both know that the Social Security rules, pretty straightforward.
Sure.
Are there wrinkles?
Here and there.
Here and there is a very good way to put it. And fortunately, in the More Than Money World headquarters, we have access to some pretty amazingly sharp information, amazingly sharp individual who gives us great information on Social Security. So is there anything proprietary, is there anything secret behind closed doors that nobody else knows about that will allow somebody to increase their Social Security or pay less taxes?
No.
Not even a little bit. And for the most part, determining the best Social Security strategy. When you meet with a client and you're discussing exactly that, hey, I'm not really sure when we should be taking Social Security. You got a husband and wife. He makes X. How long does that conversation need to be so that you can come to a reasonable conclusion?
I don't think it ever really ends.
Okay.
Yeah.
But to draw your fundamental conclusion, is it a 5-hour conversation?
I wouldn't say 5 hours. But we do spend a great deal of time. It's not a simple question of should I take it today or should I wait until full retirement age or whenever. It's getting a better evaluation of everything that they have going on in their life. But then that's where our 90-day reviews come in.
Sure.
You know, if we decide that we're going to postpone things for whatever reason, because the 8% growth rate is awfully attractive.
By the way, if you want to maximize your Social Security, don't start taking it until you're 70, and then live till you're like 110.
Perfect.
It's perfect. So you didn't have to go for that either.
Oh, yeah.
It's why indexing is taking the financial world by storm. Indexing has been around forever.
Yeah.
And the annuity companies that are trying to lay claim to some, you come to us for indexing. Yeah, I get it. Fixed index annuity. The word is in their title. I get that. Vanguard's been offering indexes for ever. Yeah, it's as long as I can remember. It's got to be 15 or 20 years. Exchange traded funds offer indexing. Indexing is a very interesting tool. Is it taking the world by storm? Only if your paycheck is dependent on you selling fixed indexed annuities. That's the only world that it's taking by storm.
Right.
It is simply a tool. Now, can it be a very effective tool? Absolutely. Depending on your circumstances and if it fits you and your time frame and your goals. One of the things that's really exciting about indexes, their costs are like nothing. Some mutual funds charge 1.5%. Some even charge 2% a year for their management fees.
Right.
Do you have any rough idea of what some of the ETF indexes are charging?
I mean, Vanguard's you can get as low as 10 basis points, 0.1%.
0.1%.
Yeah.
And some of the mutual funds are charging 2%.
Sure.
So if you had equivalent returns, you got the same returns on each, on an index, you're going to make 1.9% more money.
Right.
Because you're not spending that in that expense. Now, having said that, it's a tool. can be a very useful tool? Is it taking the world by storm only if your paycheck is dependent on it?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. How to build your own personal pension that you cannot outlive. Ooh.
Sounds good.
It does sound good. How many of your clients have you already done that for?
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
There are a lot of ways to do that. As a matter of fact, if you're part of the More Than Money family and you get our newsletter, I just finished writing this month's newsletter. It should go out next week. And you and Joe are going to put the shoulder of the wheel and get that out. One of the articles we talked about was exactly that, creating a private pension.
Right.
And you can do that with fixed indexed annuities.
Sure.
In my opinion, probably not the best way to do it. Variable annuities with lifetime living benefits, mm-hmm. I think pretty good way to go.
Right.
But there are a lot of ways to build your own personal pension, including fixed annuities, not fixed index, but fixed. You can even do it on joint lives, so you could have husband and wife, so that as long as either of them live.
Right.
Lots of good ways to do that. Easily done if it fits for you. And how to get long-term protection without paying premiums. Now, that to be honest, I didn't have any really strong objections. I mean, I know this group. I know what they're doing. It's pretty thinly disguised.
Right.
I feel bad. The average person reading it might not see through it. So they're going to go get to dinner, and maybe they get forced into a meeting they didn't want to go to. This is the one that gave me a little bit it gave me a twinge about they weren't being as forthright as I would have wanted them to be. How to get long-term care protection without paying premiums. Does that make you scratch your head?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, if I'm reading that and I'm just a normal person, which, let's be honest, I'm about as far from normal as you can possibly get. But if I'm a normal person, I go, so I don't have to give anybody any money and I get long-term care. Well, that's not what they're talking about.
Right.
And the programs that they're talking about, again, have been around for the last 4 or 5 years. We're very lucky. We work with the Ash Brokerage Group, the nation's largest private insurance brokerage group.
Mm-hmm.
We have great partners who help us with this. And yes, traditional long-term care required annual premiums.
Right.
Which got a lot of people into pickles, a lot of increased premium cost, a lot of pain. Some of the most effective long-term care programs today are hybrid programs.
Sure.
And instead of premiums, you make deposits.
Right.
So I get that they're technically correct that you're not paying premiums, but if you're writing a check for $20,000 to get long-term care,
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that probably feels pretty much like a premium. If you're writing a check for $100,000, I'm thinking, wait a second. It said without premiums. Why am I paying for this if I don't have to pay premiums? The answer is you're going to pay.
Right.
It's just a different way of paying. It's actually, oh, goodness. They could do all this stuff and just be a little more straightforward. If you're just joining us, first hour in the books of More Than Money, as we are recording 36 hours in advance of November 5th, and we hope you're picking up a lot of information. We've got Mark Belsack in the studio, so we're sharing lots of ideas, lots of your emails, lots of questions, and we're going to continue to do that. We've got 1 hour in the books off to the Radio Hall of Fame. I stole that from Rush Limbaugh.
Oh,
I stole,
nice.
No, that's just thievery. That's just absolute. that was larceny. If you didn't get all of the first hour, you can listen on rebroadcast Monday at noon at morethanmoneyonline.com. We post the entire show. And if you don't have to head out right away, you might want to stick around, because after the top of the hour, we're going to give you 60 more minutes of questions and answers and an opportunity to talk to either one of us by email, gene@askmtm.com, mark@mtm.com. We're going to take your questions, your calls, your concerns after this on More Than Money.